You're now tuned in to the European Underground Circle of UGS Radio, and we got a special guest tonight. Welcome, Shorty Sublime of them damn twins, man.
Them damn twins in the house. Well, half of the damn twins. A shout out to my brother D Cypher. He's up in Detroit right now trying to handle some business, so I represent on his behalf as well as mine. What's good, y'all?
Yeah, that's great, fam. Happy to have you here in the European Underground Circle on UGS Radio. So I'm from Germany, you know. I heard of you like a few years ago, like in 2012, on K-Reno's, yep. On K-Reno's album, 80 Minute Eternity.
Okay, yeah, we were lucky enough to be on that album with K-Reno. We appear on the steering wheel with K-Reno, also Klondike Cat.
Yeah.
You know, so for me and my bro, man, SPC, K-Reno, Klondike Cat, man, all these dudes, we grew up listening to them and looking up to them just like you and a lot of other people, you know. So for us to actually be on a song with these dudes and be blessed into the family, man, is right there. That's a blessing for us, you know. We look at that as a great honor, you know.
It's a thin line, decide who you choosing to keep close. Who do you follow and who do you lead? Most people indeed may want to see you succeed, though that just may be some people evil and dope. It's those who scheming and acting like they need you insane. Follow me this way, take heed before they lead you astray. Beware of snakes trying to take away the things that you made. Deceiving and speaking behind the face, smile on their face. Too many cases of our young men and women falling victim and losing sight of their vision. Listening to fake friends and getting in all kind of predicaments, including but not limited to sex, drugs, death, and imprisonment. Discipline it can take to keep the right people around you, who make sure you stay straight down the pathway, far and away from the dark, cause everybody around you ain't always got your best interest at heart.
A bunch of bumping but nothing that you hear is real, yeah. Your own folks turn on you like a steering wheel, yeah. Envious and jealous is how they appear to feel. Backstabbed you yesterday, today they in your grill. In turn comes fake partners who flip the tables. Betrayers and forsakers are only some of the labels. Lifelong bond friendships getting broken like leases. Loyalty shattered to pieces when the heat level increases. What lesson does it teach us? To each his own, but when he condones speaking on me in the wrong way, I'm speechless. You work together, did some dirt together, but the minute y'all get jammed up, you're looking at a stretch, they be the first to suffer. Mouse poison like pesticide. Same guy that you would ride forever with the day you hardly recognize. Gotta hide from fake affiliates with fair ties, and females cut you loose when your bread dies. An actress, she killing Catherine Hepburn. No signal out the blue, just made a left turn. They try to hang a dark cloud over a man's head. Nobody knows you when you're down and out like Sam said. A bunch of bumping but nothing that you hear is real, yeah. Your own folks turn on you like a steering wheel, yeah. Envious and jealous is how they appear to feel. Backstabbed you yesterday, today they in your grill.
Feeling these marks cause they hate and despise. They camouflage their jealousy, but it shows in their eyes. A fake smile is a frown when turned upside down, and they quick to be talking down when you're not around. But they cowards and they no love for these fake ass niggas. And I'm telling you, don't surround yourself with these cake ass niggas. Get your shine on, get your grind on, and them hoes gon' mine home. Steady pumping on good kush till you're blessed and your mind gone. But stay real, never turn fake on real partners. But when you in trouble, they come on a double, and it's for sure that they got you.
That's right.
But one thing about a real nigga, when you cross them, you lost them. So speak your words wisely and make moves with precaution. And leave the games for the youngsters and the children to play. And what's so real about life, you can always have it your way. See, you might be fooling the world, but you ain't fooling yourself. And hating on a real player just might be bad for your health. So steer right.
Bunch of bumping, but nothing that you hear is real, yeah. Your own folks turn on you like a steering wheel,
yeah.
Envious and jealous is how they appear to feel. Backstabbed you yesterday, today they in your grill.
Need me, I got you, call me, I'm there in a jiffy. Hit me, I promise you got a problem, I handle it swiftly. You won't owe me for nothing, homie, just do me the same. And be down for whatever in this dirty, dubious game. I got the streets sold, dope game on lock. Gangbangers respect me and hoes, they gon' flock. Haters, they gon' hate, but man, I hope not. When the shit go down,
the steering wheel. Envious and jealous is how they appear to feel. Backstabbed you yesterday, today they in your grill.
So this was really the first time I heard about your music, and then I copped the album from y'all, and it's really, really dope. Everything from the SPC that I heard is really dope, man, and from Sniper.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about the Damn Twins and how you came up, where you're from.
Well, I mean, we're originally from Washington, D.C. area. Uh-huh. And we moved out here to Houston, Texas in 1988 when we were 11, 12 years old. And we've been doing music since back then when we were just kids. Me and my brother used to rap, write rhymes. You know, we'll go to the parties, the high school parties.
Yeah.
If there's a DJ there or they got a microphone set up somewhere, man, we'll find a way to get on the mic and rock the party.
Yeah.
You know, since way back then, man, early 90s. And we used to be called the Inner Chambers, T-I-C.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of from way back then, they know us as T-I-C, you know, Shorty Sublime and Decipher from T-I-C. And we actually had our first album come out called Born in the Chamber, you know, while we were T-I-C back in 99. You can still find that album if you look hard enough on the internet on different sites that trade and sell rare hip hop. And I've actually seen some of those albums selling for hundreds of dollars to people that actually collect that type of music.
Yeah, it's insane. Some underground stuff that's only printed a few times. How much money people pay for it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see, man. And so anyway, as we started doing our thing, man, and you know, as the Inner Chambers, and there was actually three of us, you know, shout out to my homeboy Lunatic, he's out there in California. But we, you know, we were doing music, we were getting spins on the radio, we got a little momentum, you know, we were excited to be on the music scene and opening up for, you know, big names anywhere from Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. We've gotten to open up for Christina Aguilera, you know, anybody down here in Houston who's doing something, we've pretty much gotten to do stuff for, you know, Too Short, Bone Thugs,
Harmony,
all kinds of
man.
People.
Yeah, y'all got a crazy energy live on stage. I've seen some videos only on YouTube from the 30 years anniversary of the SPC and stuff. Then I seen some videos yesterday. Y'all got an energy on the stage when they're rocking it together and how you taking parts, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely, man. I mean,
crazy.
Actually, you know, back when TIC broke up and, you know, life happened and we took a break from music for a little while. And when we came back on the scene, it was about 2011. And as people would see us performing, you know, they're the ones that started calling us the Damn Twins. Oh, the Damn Twins in the building. And they kind of renamed us. We just took it and ran with it, you know.
Yeah.
So ever since, you know, about 2011 or so, that's how they know us. We them Damn Twins now, you know. And that's just one thing, like an advantage that we have. We've been together our whole life, you know. Me and my twin brother, just about every step I took, you know, for the first 25, 30 years of my life, he was right there with me. So we know, I mean, the chemistry is, you know, it speaks for itself, you know. When we're on that stage, we got different styles.
Reintroduce ourselves in this bitch, man. We them Damn Twins and we taking over the game.
Spitfire flow in the flame.
Show with your man what it really look like when a nigga get thrown in the game.
Hold it up, man.
Where you from with a flow so cold in the game?
I'm from the city where niggas are screwing and chopping it.
Slow it up, man.
But I never gonna let up when I hate a man. I went up in the game.
Slow it up, man.
Do a thing I can run up in the motherfucker doing anything I want.
Show the fuck can.
Come get it how you want it. If you like it, I love it. Get to the bottom of it. Fuck it. However nigga want it. Yeah, as long as I'ma beat it, the bitch, I'ma give it G in this bitch. We in this bitch and we rollin' deep in this bitch. Rollin' with heat in this bitch. Beatin' the bitch from the middle of the hood.
To the middle of the street in this bitch.
Bitch, it gon' fall if I hit ya.
Yeah, nigga, the pound if I fix ya.
If you're running up in the mouth, then running around cause I get ya.
If I touch you with the use for the stars, purple star, back to the cold, the bar.
Blaze up a pound till we blow it off.
I'm just showing y'all. I'm thinking they go home with the flow with those words.
Like, I'm just showing y'all.
Yeah. 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 Bring it to the table. Bring it to the table. Shit, boy.
Kicked off, let y'all know we ain't playing the
beat. Y'all ain't got no motherfucking cordless in this motherfucker. I'll be all over this goddamn bitch.
They try to tame the lions in the cage.
Geronimo!
We gonna drop a hot 16 if we can do that, man. Get out y'all way. Yeah. South Park Coalition, second generation, baby. Yo, let me rock this thing and drop a hot 16. I'm from the dirty, but ain't no verses, you got this clean.
Bring the alarm,
flash the sirens.
Only killing lyricists exist on my team.
Yo, my G's holding me down from the D to the H. You can keep the fame, just give me the keys to the safe. For MCs who want beef, we raising the stakes. I make sure that every fake gets sprayed in the place. I grab the mic and spit in your face. Now that you flavor, leave me barely breathing, bleeding in the streets naked. This rap can't need me like crooked TV braces. Only hoes on faceless, hobos need places. I spit that smooth shit, still into abrasive. Make a straight kick out of a pussy licking gay bitch. This ain't no play shit, this all day, every day shit. I stay rich, big hot 16. Y'all niggas stay
a bitch. Let me rock this thing and drop a hot 16. Yeah.
Yo, let me rock this thing and drop a hot 16.
Let me rock this thing and drop a hot 16.
Come on, I'm from the dirty, but ain't no verses, you got what? This clean.
I got a mixture of Caucasian and African, black,
non-Hispanic,
with rhyme mechanics, yep. Never before seen
on this planet.
I hold the globe in my palm, 100 times I spend it. I overstay my intelligence,
you won't understand it.
The multifaceted rapping can happen, because happiness and you standing praying with nobody in the back. You're slapping your arm with your feet, pick you up off of the street, off of this beat to the rap, God's making whack for
obsolete.
That's no longer battling. You're not battling. I'm battling. Battling. You babbling. I shatter him.
Squashing him. Shattering.
Staggering him with the overhead. Haymaker.
Jabbing him.
I hate haters and break fakers. I'm more than you. Imagine it. Bringing to you in the world. You're born to. It doesn't matter if I do what I'm going to do. I'm on two toes. Look at me. Come back. I'm running. I'm taking like
1-2-1-2.
Hit you. Put the world for me. I'm like this here.
Yeah.
Hot sweet 16.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like this thing.
Drop a hot 16.
Come on.
Rock this thing. It's
my
hot
16.
Rock this thing and drop a hot 16.
Yo, we from the dirty, but ain't no verses. You got this clean.
Yeah,
SPC 2G.
Decipher. Shorty Sublime.
Southeast Side 713.
Yeah, I hear y'all, man. Y'all boys, Rick, man. Y'all know y'all do y'all trailblaze, boy.
Yeah.
Just showing love, man. Quick, man.
It's a whole lot of talent here, man.
We top notch motherfuckers.
We just came up in this bitch to reintroduce ourselves one more time because we ain't been able to fade it as much as we'd like to. But you will get to know us and we will get to know you as well. And y'all gonna understand, feel where we're coming from, man.
Word up. Appreciate
keep on doing y'all thing.
I'll get on the mic and I'm usually gonna be rhyming fast and spitting and flowing and flipping and just trying to eat the track. And then every once in a while, I got to take breaths and hear, you know, my brother knows exactly what to say, when to say it.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing, yeah.
Yeah, we just feed off of each other and we have a lot of fun with it, man. When we see the crowd getting into it, we see them hands going in the air, we hear them, you know, cheering and they want more. I mean, that's why we do it.
Yeah.
You know, so they can tell, you know, that crowd you're performing for, they can tell when you're having fun, you know, and that they feed off of that energy as well as we feed off of their energy. So we just kind of got the twin advantage, man. You know, that good chemistry, man. So it works for us. Yeah, no doubt, man. And you know, like I said, when we got back on the scene and they start calling us the damn twins, and we would go to whatever clubs, little underground spots, you know, that was happening at the time, man. We was hitting them all up and kind of made a name for ourselves. And little did we know, Kate Reno and some of the other SPC family members, man, Rapper K, Sniper, Murder One, they were at a lot of these spots that we were at performing.
Uh-huh.
And they started, well, Kate Reno, you know, had this vision of, you know, the second generation of SPC. And so one day, just after performing, you know, K Reno, Murder One, and Rapper K and Sniper, they all approached us and told us about, you know, this vision of, you know, someone being able to carry on the torch for SPC, to keep SPC alive and going for another you know, couple decades and keep it going. And they told us they've been watching us.
No side, rivers in the H, I'ma put it in their face, and I'm down to catch a case. If we try to get fly, get high, roll it up, gotta get up the bud. With a pint, gotta hit up the mug. No way, so throw it in the brain when I swing in the lane. Got a broad in the back, nigga, both ways. Like a feeling, I be chilling on the low, stack of money to the ceiling, that's for sure. Man, I love the feeling when I make another killing. Drug dealing, nigga, squilling, I'ma really let them know. Let's roll, dirt coast with the juice out the roof. I'm a beast, so I can chew out the booze. See, I'm already ready, already with a machete inside of a Chevy, sitting heavy, I'ma keep it true. That's what it do. Turn head, make them all break necks, man, watch the child drop. I don't really give a damn if the law stop. Break them all out from the mouth to the on top. Hell yeah, got the grill in the front. Got purpose, the feel in the blunt. I know that you're feeling the blunt. If we talk down, then you know I got the steel in the trunk. That's how we ride.
With the cash on smash, last with a little throw with the ass sideways, sitting dripping with the go in the dash. Get the way I'm going, crawling flow when I pass. I decide, lane to lame, ain't showing my ass. Mug looking mean, but I'm feeling kind of good, player. Look, you see the flaws, hand on the wood, player. That's how we do it in the land of Chippers. Slab looking like strippers on top, glass slippers. It don't matter, 84's a spinner. Be about your business, nigga, 100%. Showing off, showing out in this great state. Finna break these niggas off, and I can't wait. Looking brand new, acting a damn fool for that show. Get more than hoes can handle. Fly when I ride, high when I ride. Hoes looking at me when the car riding by. Stand fresh and clean, gotta get the green. When I floss, don't forget the lean. Shiny and new when I hit the scene. Too real, but it's just a dream. I know you see the wrist glistening, but if you hard, then motherfuckers listening. I'm pumped, so I know you feel. I'm so for real. Now you niggas know the deal. And I flow with skill, and if you really steal, when I hate, I got the pistol concealed. You can get it if you want it, but I'm really just here to break them off and represent the South and make sure them hate motherfuckers do it. No one understands what the fuck we talking about.
Sideways, we sipping the drink and blazing the dank on the way to be taking money to the bank and banging the screw. You already know what it do. We coming down and coming through when we ride. We chunking the deuce out the roof. It's no other place I would rather reside. Just Houston, Texas. Who wanna test this? Who wanna question just who the best is? Who wanna flex with the dirty south? We reckless and just as wild as the west is. Don't get it confused. I said it before and I promise you niggas I meant it. I'm getting a check. If you disrespect, I'm aiming it right where your chest is. We breaking them off and hitting them all in the mouth. We calling them out, we reppin' the South. No doubt, my niggas who died, know just what I'm talking about. We hauling them out, one by one. If you talking down and you don't believe, gangsta lean every time that I ride. And I only keep gangsters on my team.
Basically, you know, once we were approached by K Reno and some of the other, you know, OD members, you know, of course we're going to take that as a definite yes and a blessing that we would love to become a part of SPC. And, you know, so now there's currently 8 of us in the 2G camp with the damn twins. We got KO, we got analysts. Darkola, Tex T, and my boy Sidewalk the Villain from out in Lafayette, Louisiana. So We're just going to keep trying to make this thing grow, man. Keep SPC alive forever, you know. Keep putting out good music and hopefully keep reaching good fans, man, that understand our vision and appreciate our music like you. And we got a lot of fans, man, out in Germany.
Oh, Australia. Yeah, we love SPC over here in Germany. And I know so many people from all around the world, they all love the SPC because the SPC was always the real and never on the mainstream or some stuff.
That's right.
Always independent, and a lot of people don't even know it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, absolutely, man. And to me, like I said earlier, you know, I grew up listening to SPC, you know, all my teenage years, and for the last couple of decades, I've been as big a fan as anybody of the, you know, South Park Coalition. And it's not just the music, but it's like what you just mentioned. They've never been mainstream.
Yeah.
You know, you'll never see any of them be anything other than themselves.
Yeah, you know? Word. This was up, yeah.
In the music, that's who these guys are.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't see the flashy jewelry, and they're not talking about what kind of cars they drive. And,
yeah.
You know, you see K Reno with a T-shirt, some sweatpants, and a pair of loafers, man, and that's it.
Yeah.
See, if I got a lot of kick it, I'd just rather not kick it, man. Kick it, man. Kick it, man. Kick it, man. Take me for who I am. In the words of Dolomite, if you don't, confidentially, I don't give a damn. See, everybody think they gotta try to portray an image, but this how it really go. Watch your boy, here I come rolling down the avenue. Not in a Bentley or a Phantom, just a Malibu. Sorry if you met me and you thought I'd have a slab or two. I'm living in the hood, I got one crib and that'll do. Grinding every day, but I ain't sitting on seven figures. I'm not a gangster murderer who shot up 20 niggas. I don't lie about my lifestyle, I do me and I get love. And I never made it rain 20 G's inside a strip club. No diamonds on my fingers or my neck, cause I don't sport them. One, because it ain't my style, and two, I can't afford him. If you can, do your thing, boy, I go hard up in the paint. I don't knock you if that's you, but I do knock you if it ain't. Yeah, I'm still making records, traveling, knocking these shows off. And backstage, ain't no groupies there ripping my clothes off. I'm not a powderhead bragging about sniffing my nose off. And I wasn't sipping drink, I was just sleeping, so I dozed off. I'm not balling out of control, nah, I never made it rain. My Twitter's not blowing up, I'm still on the chain. I just laugh when these rappers be lying about what they got, cause everything these suckers claim they are, I promise you they not. Yeah. The spots that I be going to ain't got no red carpet. My car's right next to yours, the valet didn't park it. My wardrobe is simple, no one cares how much it costed. This shirt was $9.99 at King's Flea Market. I'm not in VIP, I'm in the main club with you. And when I left, no paparazzi was taking pictures. I'm not a mob boss, a kingpin moving weight. And I ain't never ran a carload of bricks across the state. I just walked in, pulled out a wad of money, and it was on. What you do? Paid my cable lights and phone and went back home. Yeah, I might fly to a show, hit the stage and rock the live set, but coach seats, no first class, no private jet, no worldwide street team like some of these liars. I paid a crackhead $10 to pass out my flyers. My single ain't on fire, I barely got a buzz. No millions in the bank, but on that note, I wish it was. I'm not balling out of control, nah, I never made it rain. My Twitter's not blowing up, I'm still on the chain. I just laugh when these rappers be lying about what they got, cause everything these suckers claim they are, I promise you they not. Damn. Ain't no lake behind my house where we swim and go fishing. I don't live in a mansion with four or five kitchens. The women don't scream when they see me like Justin Bieber, and I never dated a star supermodel either. I don't do drive-bys and I'm not sewing the game up. I never made a sex tape to try to blow my name up. the flash in that industry hype. I'm not pursuing that and wrecking all them rappers. Hold up, wait, I do be doing that. Why you bragging on an image that you never could prove? I ain't frontin' like these fools, I'm just a regular dude. Ain't no entourage around me frontin' and actin' hard. When I show up at the door, it's just me and the good Lord. No million-dollar video shoot, no glitz, no glamour. My partner did it free with a handheld HD camera. And I never won a Grammy, and my album went wood. But I got a ghetto plaque for showing love to every hood. I'm not ballin' out of control, nah, I never made it rain. My Twitter's not blowing up, I'm still on the chain. I just laugh when these rappers be lying about what they got, cause everything these suckers claim they are, I promise you they not. Damn, I can't believe y'all be believing these dudes, man. I done seen these cats rap about Maybachs, they roll up in a Toyota Corolla. Fool your favorite rapper work at Taco Cabana somewhere, man. Keep it real. Just be who you are, man. Get it the right way.
You know, and then once I actually got to meet him, know him, and understand who exactly he is, man, I mean, this is one of the best people you'll ever meet. He's a genuinely just a great person. Somebody to look up to, not just that I can look up to, but
word, yeah,
our kids look up to. You know, he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he does not disrespect women, he does a lot of
yeah,
work.
He's
in
a
our
great person,
man. And we as South Park Coalition members as well are charged with that responsibility as well. We're expected to help uplift the community, you know, to go talk at the schools, you know, to, you know, we had the floods down here in Houston last month, you know, we were out donating and you know, trying to help the less fortunate people, and so it's more to it than just making music and putting on concerts, and, you know, it's these people represent humility, you know, they're very grounded as people, you know. I could call K Reno right now if I need anything, and he can give it to me, he will do that, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's definitely an honor, man, and it's fun being a part of it. It's definitely fun being a part of this movement, you know. I mean, doing this radio interview with you, making, you know, meeting people like yourself, it's fun. It's fun to me to know that we're touching so many people. So it's just cool, man, to be able to live this walk of life. And I'm trying to, you know, take advantage of it, make the best of it, just keep doing what I love to do, you know.
So what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got this Grand Gesture album from you. And
oh, yeah,
there's the Reaper on the cover receiving a rose.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about the cover and about the album.
Well, with that album, first of all, it's an album that we put together, you know, myself and my twin brother, as well as Danny Blunt. And Danny Blunt is someone who we've done music with for years. I think we met him in 2002. And we've done so many songs with him. You know, earlier when I said we stopped doing music for a while, you know, my brother moved away to Detroit. I stayed here in Houston, and Danny Blunt was the one that kept me involved in music. I did so many songs and features and projects with him. And we started thinking one day, why haven't we ever done a project together and put out a project with the twins and Danny Blunt? You know, he creates a lot of his own music. Most of the tracks on that project are produced by Danny Blunt himself.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he fits. We all have a good chemistry together. You know, for years we've always made good music together. So we put that album out, and it kind of embodies who we are. You know, there's some songs on there that are very hardcore, just street songs.
Yeah.
You know, like Do or Die, or you know, there's just a bunch of songs like that. Now, there's also a bunch of songs that are just straight lyrical, just kind of showing off, just showing what we can do. You know, we're having fun on some of the songs, might be talking about partying, a little smoking or whatever. And then we got songs on there that touch on political issues, like My Protest, or,
yeah,
you know, spiritual type, you know, songs.
Yeah, it's that infinite, right?
Or, you know,
yeah,
that go on a more deeper level. And that's kind of what the cover is all about. You know, the artwork was done by Jay Walker.
You oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Under Jay Walker, or the real Jay Walker.
Yeah, he did the covers for the albums too, right? From K. Reno, the 7 album collection and stuff, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he also did, I believe he did, he's done a few of them.
Yeah.
Making Enemies,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, he did that one. But Jay Walker, he's basically, he's a family member too, you know. He does his own thing, and he's very, very involved with the South Park Coalition.
Yeah, he got an album called Esoteric, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, man, you know your stuff. And you know, Jay Walker, he's very professional. You know, when we look at putting out an album cover, you know, that's the first thing people see. That's either going to interest them, and some people might not listen to your project because the artwork doesn't interest them. You know, it could be anything, but we wanted it to be a representation of what it, mm-hmm. what the album sounds like, the feel of the album. And, you know, anybody can just put together some graphics on a computer and slap it on and say, that's the album cover. You know, Jay Walker actually sketched everything by hand, and he sent us 3 or 4 different concepts. You know, he listened to the project several times. He got his own feeling of, you know, where he might want to go with the artwork, and he presented all of those to us, and we discussed, you know, the Reaper with the Rose concept. And, you know, basically it's like what I just got finished talking about, you know, that there's a, it's a hardcore album. There's a lot of bad going out on the streets and violence and, you know, all kinds of things, which is reality. But then there's also, you know, that human side of all of us, even if you're the most hardened, hardcore person, you still got a heart in there. You still bleed red like all of us, you know. And you know, I think this album kind of brings out all sorts of emotions. You know, it's kind of making peace with, you know, with everything that's going on. You know, where, you know, the whole yin and yang, the good and bad, the love and hate kind of thing. You know, the Reaper represents death, and the Rose represents life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, if you turn that cover over, you see the Reaper. He's walking away. He's got his sickle on the ground. He's got his Beats headphones on, and he's jamming the music.
Yeah.
And he's identifying with it too, and he's made peace with it. You know. We also have a little tribute on the inside cover. If you notice the tombstones,
mm-hmm.
There's a page with just tombstones, and all of those are just, those are people we know personally from the underground community right here in Houston that passed away recently for one reason or another. You know, C-Tez, Wicked Cricket, of course, Big Jerb, who's with Hungry Records, who does a lot of work with Optimo Radio and Ram and all them. They're very closely affiliated with SBC. But this underground down here is a real tight-knit family. You know, we all know each other.
Still alive and I don't know why, but thank the Lord for allowing me to hustle for another 24. Thanks for keeping all the haters away from my front door. If my family's eating good, well then I couldn't want more. Still alive and I don't know why, but thank the Lord for allowing me to hustle for another 24. Thanks for keeping all the haters away from my front door. If my family's eating good, well then I couldn't want more. I'm the richest man on the planet and I didn't sell my soul. Financial status is low, but I don't measure wealth and gold. Both my parents still alive and still together since 83. Don't make them like they used to. Broke the mold when they created me. Like Jackie Moon, you're semi-pro, I'm in the major league. Linked up with Optimal Ram and we smoking major weed. Keep on hating me, but I'ma make it, just you wait and see. Riding one deep, cause in my ride there ain't no vacancy. Keep it 100 all the time, there ain't no faking me. Rep for the H, and if you're hungry, put your faith in me. Rhymes non-fiction, I ain't never spitting make-believe. And I'm never quitting, look how far my skills have taken me. I ain't trying to brag, I'm just happy because I've been blessed. Flow so hot, sometimes I gotta let my pen rest. Flexing my lyrical muscle without a bench press. The wizard is the best, I'm just a sorcerer's apprentice. Still alive and I don't know why, but thank the Lord for allowing me to hustle for another 24. Thanks for keeping all the haters away from my front door. If my family's eating good, well then I couldn't want more. Still alive and I don't know why, but thank the Lord for allowing me to hustle for another 24. Thanks for keeping all the haters away from my front door. If my family's eating good, well then I couldn't want more. There'll be plenty time for me to go to sleep when I die, so I'm gonna try to get it every minute I'm alive. The working man is a sucker, nigga, fuck a 9 to 5. Every time that I apply for a job, I get denied. My parents disappointed, I could see it in their eyes. But I hustle to survive, so I can't apologize. I got money on my mind, and we ain't on the same wavelength. Out here on the grind, while you just sit around and daydream. Fuck counting sheep, because I'd rather count some paper. Get money off this rap, and I'ma buy 1,000 acres. Eventually it'll happen, I'm just running out of patience. It's time for me to shine according to my calculations. I toot my own horn, but I do it in moderation. Coolest guy you'll ever meet, I don't understand why they hating. No love for these money hungry hoes, only some penis. Unconditional love from my fam is all that's needed. Still alive and I don't know why, but thank the Lord for allowing me to hustle for another 24. Thanks for keeping all the haters away from my front door. If my family's eating good, well then I couldn't want more. Still alive and I don't know why, but thank the Lord for allowing me to hustle for another 24. Thanks for keeping all the haters away from my front door. If my family's eating good, well then I couldn't want more.
The world is cold, the block is hot as a stove. It's so hot. The world is cold, the block is hot as a stove. The world is cold, the block is hot as a stove. It's so hot. The world cold, the block is hot as a stove.
I take it like sit back and love life. No longer live the thug life. I listen to those who came before me. Found out they was right. There was like this whole time I just had to slow down. Smoke a whole pine and think, man, if I knew then what I know now. It's a low down. Dirty shame and dirty game in the streets swerving, man. You learn to slang. Now a nigga serving, man. But don't get caught slipping in the turning lane. The world is so cold but hot as a oven get. I just laced up my fucking kicks, made it out, now I'm loving it. Remember me when I wasn't shit, now I'm part of that 1%. I done came up from nothingness, that was amazing, wasn't it? Ain't nobody giving you shit, you gon' get out and earn it. And if you ain't know now, you know you gon' get out and learn it. Take the good with the bad, don't leave the hood in the past. Just gain knowledge, free the trick and put the goods in the bag. This world will swallow your whole if you let it swallow your soul. Follow your heart and hold on and get some dollars to fold.
Hot as a stove,
it's so hot.
The world is cold, the block is hot as a stove. The world is cold, the block is hot as a stove. It's so hot. The world is cold, the block is hot as a stove.
No call on my phone. home, motherfuckers. It's spicy hot. I know you gon' get it, homie. No matter what price you got, checking for wires and tests because they just might be cops. I'm hot and I'm cold at the same time, like I'm icy hot. See grass, I never mow it. I smoke it. I'm just a poet. You know it. I never forfeit. Don't blow it. See I'm the coldest, the coldest designer threads. Just do it like Simon says, or else you gon' wind up dead. As I smoke and I lie in bed. See cops wanna fry my head, but I get so diabolical, biological weapons that break you down into particles. Put your ass in the article. The streets is just a part of you. Am a 9mm retarded too? Kinda stings, yeah, doesn't it? It's so hot, need a oven mitt. Riding around with that bad bitch, long hair like she cousin it. Type of bitch that been down for you even back when you wasn't shit. Help move a dozen bricks even if this shit doesn't fit. Get it? Fake rappers, yeah, they still getting credit. I think this shit gotta change, but it won't change if you let it.
You really looking pathetic.
Say you know the fucking street game, with these motherfuckers never street man.
The world is cold, the block is hot as a stove. It's so hot. The world is cold, the block is hot as a stove. The world is cold, the block is hot as a stove.
It's so hot. Is hot, so I cock the Glock and stay ready to pop shots. It's haters, jackers, and cops trying to take what I got. But I thought I told you this here is not gonna stop. I can stand the heat, you can find me in the kitchen. Spitting fire like I fried up all my rhymes in a skillet. I'm living the high life like Miller. And if you ever feel you want come try and take some from my life, I might have to kill you. I'm like dry ice when I recite on mics, both cold and hot at the same time. In my mind, I'm in the zone like Twilight. As I fight tooth and nail with my mic against you rappers these days who don't rhyme right. I shine bright, but I don't need the limelight. My line's tight, I'm not the dude on the mic. You really wanna try and fight a verbal assault, damaging your internal. Hot flow so cold, it's like frostbitten inferno. I see it and gotta get up, get out and go get it. I'm holding bars like I've been convicted and sitting in prison. Now listen, this isn't a joke, shit gets real out here. This world's cold, if anybody cries at all, it'll be frozen tears.
The world is cold. Hot as a stove, it's so hot. The world is cold, the block is hot as a stove. The world is cold, the block is hot as a stove, it's so hot. The world is cold, the block is hot as a stove.
And we were just kind of paying homage, you know, a tribute to the people that we know, that we've worked with, we've done music with, we put events together with, you know, Amber Savage, you know, Newborn Baby, DJ Eerie, you know, there's a bunch of people on there that we were just paying tribute to. So anyway, I say all that to say with the artwork, we tried to have meaning behind everything that we did, that we put on there.
And, yeah, the grand gesture, right?
Hopefully we accomplished that.
Yeah, it's a great album. I had that in my car for a long time, and I smashed it in a lot of times.
Yeah, that's good, man. See, we're working on getting it available digitally right now, so we'll probably have it on CD Baby and Spotify and you know, Datpiff and stuff like that. Just we'll probably put it up for you know, free download even, you know, we may not even charge for that album if we put it up digitally.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a real good response from it. It was a lot of fun doing it. And we got some other stuff in the works, believe me. A lot of stuff is just about complete. I don't know if you've gotten a copy of the Brothers in Arms SPC 2G album. That's our
not yet mixtape. This is missing. No,
okay, so
I haven't heard about it yet.
You haven't heard about it?
No.
Okay, well, on November the 11th at Warehouse Live, same place where we had the 30-year mm-hmm. anniversary show, we will be having a show that night hosted by K Reno. Point Blank will be performing, Cliche, Chucky the Killer, and several other performances going on. But this show is being put on by us, by SPC 2G, second generation, is putting it together. Sidewalk the Villain is coordinating most of it. And basically, that's going to be to drop our debut mixtape, which is called Brothers in Arms.
Uh-huh.
So we are currently promoting Brothers in Arms. Going to be officially dropped and released that night on the 11th of November. And shoot, once we drop that one, we already have the second mixtape completely done. Finished.
Yeah, we're looking forward to this. So I will get them both shipped to Germany when they're out, man. So my last question, you already said it, and we're looking forward to this. Thank you for your time. It's much appreciated. And
I sit back, recline, smoking a wine, marinate a minute, main focus, hoping to find me a piece of my mind by reaching deep in my mind and sync with the time, close my eyes so I can see when I'm blind. Everything is just fine as I explore possibility. Everybody live peacefully, ain't no war and hostility. We all practice humility,
economic stability,
maximize our potential to the utmost ability. Man, I think it could really be, or am I just hot sitting me? Don't we all really wish it, or ain't nobody feeling me? I'm just thinking about Bishop, want him to live like a king and watch him do like Fat Pat and make reality a dream. Man, yo, that's how it be, it seem that we can get it if we want it. I can visualize when I roll it, that's why all night I be on it. Then reality, I continue thinking. I holler at the blunt and go on, pick up the ink pen.
Decipher one half of them damn twins, no question in my stature. Am I known to smack a whack rapper? You know the answer. Do what I have to exterminate you actors. I'll blast you right after this ass whooping I'm about to hand you. My style grace is a game with grandeur. Take a listen and a glimpse into my artistry. Just take a gander and tell me what you see. Who is really real and who is deceived by those who claim to be an MC? This money, hoes, and clothes don't tempt me. I'm motivated by the God deep within me. So cold and evil the world can be, cruel and unfriendly. So I choose to be grateful for every blessing that he sends me, and to continue ascending into divine dimensions. From beginning to ending, know the purpose while you living. You no artist if you don't know the purpose you spitting. Get them to see the bigger picture, then get in where you fit in.
The truth hidden, good rhythm like hood living. Wood gripping, tell my haters that good ridden. I give a good whipping while I'm rolling me up a joint and then I'm ashing. A lyrical bomb that's on the mic, I'm everlasting. It's like my facts in affirmative action. With the biscuit I be packing, the same shit that you lacking. Filling the blanks, spilling the drinks. Killing with shanks, chilling in tanks. Got a mill in the banks, got you feeling so faint. Somebody like you never heard this. You trying to get that new car, new crib fully furnished. Staying hot like furnace, sweating and getting nervous. You know the curb is the place to make money or service. We hide the dope up in detergents, but there's no reassurance. And me and my clique tighter than fucking virgin. I'm in the Virgin Islands, still I'm hearing sirens. Am I we so vibrant? I am defying, I'm kinda like a giant.
Hey yo. It was his visions of grandeur that his mama didn't understand. As she stands in the mirror trying to fix her running mascara, get clear in her head, the terrible thoughts of her son being dead. She pictures her babies and get nearer, filled with terror and dread. The newspaper editor said his murder was alleged by the paid on police vet and shifted the focus of the media spread on the victim instead. An ongoing investigation being conducted by the feds ensued due to the riots and so-called looting being conducted by the local neighborhood kids, whose damage is added up to less than the cost of the fatal bullet made of lead that the cop buried in his chest. For he had been the one blessed with the cure for disease that would soon come to plague mankind next. Some races are spineless and his mind is blindness, set the fate of his race and his case is timeless. Justice Allah, the grandeur.
Yeah, no problem. You definitely got the green light to do that. That's what we put it up for, you know. And, so by all means, man, you play whatever it is you want the people to hear, man.
Much love.
Much love, brother.
Salute from Germany.
Just let me know where I can tune in to the show. I'll make sure we got a big audience listening down here as well.
I will let you know, yeah. Stay in touch, family. Peace.
Peace, man. Peace from Houston, Texas, brother.
1857. Dred Scott was denied the right to sue the police.
because he was not recognized as an American citizen. The struggle is real, and it still exists today. And you know, cause every time you turn around, it's staring you right in the face.
Peace, can't find peace on the streets till niggas get a piece. Fuck police. Please hear my plea, this meaningless killing needs to cease. Young, unarmed black men's blood flooding the streets. Beaten and slain, no shame left deceased. No sheets to cover they face, just lying face down for the world to see. In vain, dying in violence, can't even rest in peace. But see, I'm a child of God, the beast won't get the best of me. Trying to keep the black community's lives in jeopardy. Rather use deadly force instead of just arresting me. I ain't committed no crime, so why is you testing me? Nines told us they want us all gone eventually. Police be tempted me, trying to make you fight by taking your rights, and like a thief in the night might take your life. Mike Brown gunned down in broad daylight for reasons not apparent to me, but some agree he deserved to die because they say he stole a box of Swisher Sweets. Like Bill O'Reilly, why these whites be holding him so highly? My stomach's sick, disgusted by the stench of racism. They give him a badge despite all the hate in him. And today we remember the many names, hundreds in the last decade alone unjustly slain by police. Can't find peace on the streets till niggas get a piece. Fuck police.
Cause they don't care, and we keep quiet, and we stand up, and they say riot. But it's my protest, it's just my protest. No, we ain't scared to do our part. Crooked ass cops really make that hard. It's just my protest, it's just my protest.
Stereotypical, very political. Bury your criminal background is critical, cause they can use it against you and tempt you. Same cop that got you is sitting on the bench too. Call me the enemy, but you don't know my background. Too busy trying to keep all Latinos and blacks down. It's grotesque, disgusting. And people don't just get up and go protest for nothing. And at night, mothers get no rest from something. Cause her son thinking he's so blessed from hustling. But she pray every night that he living and breathing. Seems cops wanna kill you for the littlest reasons. Why you gotta illegally search in our shit? You just an asshole with a badge on a power trip. Yeah, I'm just venting, and you can call it rapping. But now it's time for me to chunk the dudes.
They don't care, and we keep quiet, and we stand up, and they say riot. But it's my protest. Just my protest. No, we ain't scared to do our part. Crooked ass cops really make that hard. Yeah, just my protest. Yeah, just my protest.
Can't find peace on the streets. It's the police inciting the riot, inviting the violence. And I ain't talking about replying with silence. I'm talking about tearing this motherfucker down if they try to deny us. We freedom fighters and walking through fire so that one day we remember but never relive another bloody Sunday. Like Selma to Montgomery, one day we gon' get it how we live. Even if it means we have to resort to gunplay. Stand up if you feelin' me, gon' get it by any means. They here to protect the sir. We're killing so many dreams. So fuck them, no Vaseline. I doubt some in gasoline. Hope you suffer, fuck it. Take it up with Jesus and Nazarene. From Trayvon to Mike Ryan to Freddie Gray, it happens every day. No justice, no peace, no rest. We protest from Trayvon to Mike Ryan to Freddie Gray, it happens every day in these streets. So we can't find peace till we get a peace.
They don't care, and we keep quiet, and we stand up, and they say riot. But it's my protest, it's just my protest. No, we ain't scared to do our part. Crooked ass cops really make that hard. Yeah, this my protest. Yeah, this my protest.
That you tuned in to the European Underground Circle of UGS Radio with Shorty Sublime of them damn twins. Make sure to cop their music.
and make sure to support the SPC Second Generation. Next week they got a big concert, November 11th, South Park Coalition, Houston, Texas. That's what's up. And make sure to tune into our next episode. Be on the lookout, the European Underground Circle. Peace.